Now, anybody who got married in or around Cornerstone Baptist Church, ooh, how long have we been married? 17, 18 years this year? Yeah? You don't know. Excellent. Okay, who remembers the wonderful Brian Nichols will also probably have had to have sat through his wedding prep courses. Is this really named after him? Yes, excellent. I particularly enjoyed the evening where we talked about our different love languages. And the thing is that, unsurprisingly, within my top three come words of affirmation. I just like being told I'm doing a good job, and people think that I'm all right. I know, it's important to me. I sometimes wish it wasn't as important to me, because sometimes I feel a little bit like a deer caught in the headlights. But, enough about me. The important thing is that words of affirmation, they're important. People like to hear that people like them, I think. Yeah, no, I'm getting, somebody's actually getting there. My experience is that most people like to hear that they're okay. And one of my favourite things to do with a group of young people or children is to make crackerjacks. They have many other names. I'm making one as we speak. But it's that weird thing, you know, and then, sorry, I pulled that over, yeah. And otherwise known as fortune tellers. People know what I'm talking about, yeah. They look a bit like Kermit the Frog, a very, very basic Kermit the Frog, I've always thought. And what we do is we make the basic cracker jack, as I've almost done. It's not a pretty one, but it will do. Okay, we make the crackerjacks, and then we write our names on them. Okay? And then after we have written our names on them, we pass them to the left. So they go round the room, always moving left. Hey, all we're going to okay, they go round the room. And everybody on the inside writes something positive, something they appreciate about the person who's cracking jacks. They might write, you've got a beautiful smile. They might write, you always look really well dressed. Nobody says that to me ever. They always say, you're funny. They occasionally say that about in the head. And the whole idea is that they can take these away, they can stick them in their Bible, and they can, at a time of stress, at a time of loneliness, of feeling completely and utterly separated from everybody else around them. Because I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but you can be in a room and you can feel like you are completely on your own. They can get this out, and they can know that they are loved, that they are accepted, that they are maybe even liked, and appreciate it for who they are, rather than just what they do. Now, it's with all this in mind that I chose our Bible verse for today. Because when Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan over 2,000 years ago, the very beginning of his public ministry, God speaks some amazing words to him. And I'm just going to repeat what Lucy and Alice have just shared with us. You are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased. You, whom I love, I am well pleased. God spoke the truth to Jesus, that he was God's own son, that he was loved, and the Father was pleased with him. What incredible words of kindness. What incredible words of love. Welcome back. These words must have really built Jesus up, providing a firm foundation for his ministry. It's great when people speak encouraging words to us. But you know, the best words that we can His words are always true, and they will always build us up. When we turn to Jesus, choosing to follow him, God says to us that we are his son and daughter, that we are loved by him, and that we bring his pleasure. These are the most powerful words you will ever hear in your life, because God speaks them over all of us, and they are true. So how do we hear Father God speaking to us these wonderful words to us? Most of us won't have the burning bush moment that Moses had, won't have the dove descend from heaven for God to speak over us, unfortunately. Most of us will hear God by speaking to us in our thoughts, as we sit quietly with him, or as we read our Bibles, and suddenly the words there seem to touch our hearts. Other times, we may hear it through the words of a brother or sister in Christ. God made it, we broke it, Jesus is fixing it. You are my son, who I am well pleased with. The most important thing is that Father God wants us to hear these words, to hold on to them throughout our lives. So I'd like us all to be quite quiet for just a second. Could be that you want to shut your eyes, become more aware of God with us here by his Spirit. Hear him speak these words of truth to you today. You are my child. I love you totally and unconditionally. You bring me pleasure. Hold on to these words today and tomorrow and for the rest of your lives. I believe that these words are the best words that you will ever hear in your life. Thank you very much for listening. What we are going to do now is we are going to sing and we're going to take our collection. And so